Good evening, everyone. We are live from Brooklyn, New York. And first of all, I just want to thank Mark Weiss and Mad Radio Network for allowing me to do play-by-play for tonight's game. I just want to make a quick announcement. Tomorrow, around 1 p.m., I will be doing a live show of the Seattle Kraken mock draft. There's a lot of interesting pieces. From the Devils, you have P.K. Subban. For Montreal, you got Carey Price. The Tampa Bay Lightning have Killorn, Palat. The Blues have Tarasenko. So there's a lot of guys available for the Seattle Kraken. You know, it's just a matter of what cap do they want to take, because they need to reach that cap floor. But there's a lot of guys with, you could look at Carey Price for an example. The guy has a contract over $11 million, I think it's like $10 or $11 million a year. 5 years left, and he's getting surgery this year. So it all depends on the cap they want to take on and what they want to do for their first season. So what I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to go through all the available guys, and I'm going to do my very own mock draft, and that will be tomorrow around 1 p.m. Could be earlier, but 1 p.m. will be the time I'm shooting for. I'm Doug Sharvin. I'm live from Brooklyn, New York. We'll see you guys next time. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Doug Sciarravo Show. We have a very special episode today, with tomorrow being the Seattle Kraken expansion draft on ESPN2 and Sportsnet up in Canada. I have decided to do my own mock draft, and it's pretty interesting this year. You got a lot of guys, but they also have bad contracts, so, you know, we shall see. Let's get this thing rolling. Alright, so we're going to start with Anaheim Ducks. That's an interesting one. And we got a few guys available. We got Shattenkirk, Getzlaf, Henrik, Backes. Pretty interesting. You know, you could go with a guy like Stolarz if you really wanted a third-string goaltender. From the Ducks, I'm probably just going to go, I'm going to go with Shattenkirk. Just because he has a Stanley Cup experience. He's a seasoned vet. I think that's the correct term. So, you know, you gotta go with a veteran for your first pick. Now, I'm not sure the order of the pick, what team they can choose from first. But I'm going to have to go with Kevin Shattenkirk for this one. Up next, we got the Arizona Coyotes. I think for this one, I'm going to go with oh, this one's very interesting. But I'm going to go with Christian Fisher. For Boston. I'll go their second defenseman of the draft and take John Moore. Buffalo. I think I'm going to go with, just because he has that extra year, Colin Miller. Calgary. This is another interesting one. Because they're going to have those bad contracts, you could go with Gio Giannoli. You could go with, you could end up going with a Subban. Because he's not making a lot of money, I'm going to go with Brett Ritchie. Carolina. Yeah, these goalies are tough because they don't really have the contract years. I'm going to go with Brock McGinn, and then hopefully they try to re-sign him before free agency. I think I'm going to go with Adam Gaudette. He could be a good fourth liner. On to Colorado. I would go with JT Compher. See, the thing with this expansion draft is there's a lot of big names, but a lot of them have a salary cap issue. Like, you could look at the Carey Price situation where they have, he has 5 years left on a deal. I think it's about 10 or 11 mil, and he's getting surgery this offseason, so it's going to be interesting. You want a guy that's going to go past his prime? You know, it's interesting. Columbus, let's see, cap hit. We got to get over the 48 mark. So this is where I go with Max Domi. Dallas. First goaltender off the board, Ben Bishop. Detroit. I would go with Troy Stetcher. You know what? Let's go with, yeah, we gotta go with contract. So, Troy Stetcher. Edmonton. James Neal. Yeah, you know, we could go with Kyle Torres, actually. Florida. Florida will go with Noel Achari. The Kings. I mean, it's only a 2-year deal, so I might go with, I'm going to go with Jonathan Quick. Minnesota Wild. Honestly, I'm avoiding Carey Price, so my goaltenders are going to be Quick. My goaltenders are going to be Jonathan Quick, Ben Bishop, and Kaapo Kakkonen. On to Montreal. Paul Byron. New Jersey Devils. PK Subban. New York Islanders. We're going to go with Thomas Hickey. New York Rangers. Anthony Bieto. Ottawa Senators. We go with Evgeny Dinadonov. Philadelphia Flyers. Taking JVR.
Pittsburgh Penguins. The long run, we go with Marcus Pedersen. Oh, now we're having cap issues on here. We're at the 72 point, and then we need, we can't hit over 81. So, from the Sharks, we're going to take Ryan Donato. From the Blues, Samuel Blais. Key part for the Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay Lightning. Patrick Maroon. Toronto Maple Leafs. We're having an issue here. Hold on, let's see. I'm not sure what the issue is here. Maybe we have to go with something else. Oh, I know what it is. Hold on. So we're going with Borson. Because of the contract. No, John Moore's contract ain't bad. Capitals, we're going with Kempney. Winnipeg, we're going with Forbé. Matthew Benning. There's an issue with Borson. Brayden Holtby is available, I see. There's an issue with the Toronto team. But other than that, this is a team we have so far. For our forwards, we got JVR, we got Max Domi, we got Evgeny. Dadonov, J.T. Comfort, Paul Byron, Noah Chari, Kyle Churras, Samuel Blais, Christian Fischer, Patrick Maroon, Brett Ritchie, Brock McGinn, Ryan Donato, Adam Gaudette, and then on defense we got P.K. Subban, Marcus Pedersen, Kevin Shattenkirk, Colin Miller, John Moore, Thomas Hickey, Michael Kepney, Troy Stetcher, Matthew Benning, Anthony Bieto, Travis Hamonic, Derek Fabre, and then goaltenders, we got Quick, we got Bishop, and we got Kakanen. So, personally, I think this is a solid team. I don't see them going on a run. I don't see them being like the Vegas Golden Knights where, you know, they almost had a chance for the Stanley Cup. I just don't see it happening. I mean, maybe if they have, maybe if Quick steps up his game and Bishop gets back to the 2015 Ben Bishop that we all knew. But it's just, it's going to be tough because when we look at this expansion draft, it's a lot of good guys, but with a lot of bad contracts. So Ron Francis, he's going to have to figure, he's going to figure out, you know, where do I go? You know, who do I pick? You know, I think one of the best contracts you can have is P.K. Subban because you don't have to worry about extending him past next year. It's very interesting for sure because when you're in this cap space, I mean, I think the cap is going up next year. I'm not really 100% sure, but for my expansion mock draft, this is who I see Ron Francis, Dave Hackstall, and the Seattle Kraken going with. It's going to be interesting for sure. And there's a lot of names on there, but a lot of guys that are past their prime with bad contracts. It's going to be interesting to see who they go with. So, based on what I have so far, you know, that's what we got. And, you know, can't really complain. That's who we got so far, but I think we're over the cap, so I think we would have to solve it somehow, but that's what we got. Yeah, that's what we have. You know, what can we do? You know, I'm not the GM. This is just what I think, and I think that's what Seattle's going to go with. All right, as always, thank you for watching the Doug Survival Show. This ain't your full, you know, podcast. This is just, you know, I want to do a mock draft of the Seattle Kraken. And, you know, we'll see. But as always, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting the Doug Survival Show and all those involved with Survival Broadcasting. Have a great time and enjoy the draft. Whether it's at an arena, you're on TV, whatever, wherever it is. And I think NHL draft is next. NHL draft, I think, is this Friday. And then free agency is getting started. So it's going to be interesting. Hockey off season. Always a good time. Take care and God bless.
I think this is wide enough. Alright, that's better.
Hey! No, for real. What do you think is going to happen with the Seattle Kraken on Wednesday?
Not exactly sure. I think they're going to draft well. It all depends on how much of a cap hit they want to take for each player. Because a lot of players that are out right now have a lot of cap
hit on the contract. Subban, Tarasenko, Carey Price.
Tarasenko's got an injury history. Subban's a social media star. I mean, he doesn't really do too much on the ice anymore.
Price is getting surgery, so it's...
Yeah. I mean, when the Devils traded him for Santini, you know, it went the other way for Nashville because Santini was a better defensive player.
You know, we took all this cap, and now...
Yeah.
We're back to rebuilding.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, I've been a Devils fan since 85, so I've kind of seen all the different things, and...
Oh, so you're living through what I'm living through now.
Yeah, I've already lived through it. I missed the Meadowlands. Yeah, twice. Yes, I missed the Meadowlands, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was the... I was like...
The Meadowlands was a better arena than the Prudential Center, just because of location and everything. And I feel like this location in Newark is actually cursed for them right now because the only cup run they really had was in 2012. And the reason... And all the next draft years were so crappy was due to the fact that they got penalized with the Kovalchuk deal. Which a lot of the newer fans don't even know about.
And no one's on the team anymore from that era.
Right, and that was almost the last hurrah for Lamoriello and, you know, Dave Conte and everything. I mean, you can thank James Vanderbeek for having the rink in Newark instead of having them renovate the one up in the Meadowlands, the Brendan Byrne or the Continental Airlines Arena. I mean, for me, it's always a Brendan Byrne. That's all
for
the Devils.
For me, Izod, kind of, right? Yeah, Continental. Then they changed the Izod Center.
Yes, and the Devils already out when they were the Izod Center, which people don't realize. The boards at the Prudential Center are higher on the by the benches, and they were actually lower at the Meadowlands when they played. There's an old hit that Randy McKay did on one of the Red Wings in Game 4. Actually shows them flipping them over into where the photographers were.
Nice. I don't remember that.
I've been a Devils fan when Sean Burke was there, Randy Valachek, Dougie Brown. I remember when Kenny Danica was around, Craig Maladdin, Johnny McClain. One of my favorite players still to this day, Patty Verbeek. I remember a lot of old-time Devils. I've been a fan since the Red, White, and Green days.
Yeah, and I thought you were my age.
Nope, not at all.
All right, Matt, good job referencing today.
Thanks. Good job on the commentary. Good job.
Thanks.
And, you know, we're twinning tonight with the hair. It's great.
Yeah, thanks. I'll see you next time, buddy.
All right, bud. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.